Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When we talked to Ben last week, he mentioned Juju and just how selfless he was being excited for Claypool. We saw again this week Juju celebrating James Washington's touchdown. What can you say just about the selflessness as a whole of this receiver room and how Ben's been able to manage it?
I really just think it's funny that is noteworthy that we're excited because teammates are scoring and having success. I think that football is the ultimate team game, and Juju is a quality example of that, but we have a lot of guys that are quality examples of that. We shouldn't let a few outliers globally in terms of guys that are, you know, not good team players or, you know, the reporting of such events capture the headlines. Largely, we have a lot of guys that are quality team players. They play and play to win. They play together. And when anybody does something well, everyone is usually pretty excited about it.
327, get your home sold, guaranteed, and for top dollar, Gina Giampietro, Remax Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. Juju Smith-Schuster, 2 catches, 6 yards against the Browns, but the Steelers are 5-0. He's in a contract year. If he is freaking out because of the money, the payday, he has not shown it. If anything, it looks like he's overcompensating for it a little bit. You know who Juju reminds me of right now, Arthur, just as a football player?
Who you got?
He reminds me of his wide receivers coach. The role he has in the Steelers offense reminds me of Ike Hilliard, who I watched a ton growing up. He was just a reliable guy. He was just somebody that didn't make a lot of crazy big plays. But when Kerry Collins needed somebody on like 3rd and 8, he would throw to Ike Hilliard. You know, somebody that was just, when the ball went his way, you could count on him to catch it. Now, he wasn't going to have always big yak, but he was going to catch the ball. And that's been Juju this year. When Ben throws to him, the completion percentage is 80, which is outstanding. It's better than any Steeler wide receiver, but the big plays aren't there. And I don't know. I'm interested in hearing from you if you think that we've already seen a changing of the guard and a passing of the torch at wide receiver from Juju to Claypool.
Yeah, man. This is something that is going to be talked about for the next couple of weeks, I personally feel, because Claypool is definitely pushing to be the number one guy. I still don't believe that they have a solidified number one guy just yet, but that could change in these next 2 weeks if Claypool continues on the trajectory that he's on. I just view number one receivers in the vein of AB. Either you're getting doubled and you're still producing, or you just attract so much attention from a coverage standpoint.
Is Juju attracting a lot of attention right now? What do you see? You see people still honing in on him, focusing in on him?
Not really. Honestly, man, I see teams playing the Steelers just straight up because they have so many weapons right now from an offensive standpoint that you really don't know who to key in on. I think that was very evident with how the Browns used Denzel Ward and then how the Eagles used Darius Slay. They didn't have those guys exclusively following anybody around because who do you take away? You take away Claypool, you see James Washington have an impact. You take away James Washington, Claypool could have an impact. You know Juju can have an impact from the slot. And then when Deontay Johnson comes back, he's another guy. When he's catching the ball and going through his fundamentals right, he can be very explosive and dynamic as well. I think it's a really good issue. I just don't think that they have a true number one as it stands today.
I think something I saw today, and I can't remember who wrote it, was just talking about the idea that number one wide receivers are overrated anymore and that you want a versatile cast that can do a bunch of different things. And that, I think, is what they have. I do think in Smith-Schuster's case...
I'll tell the Houston Texans that, though. I mean, I get what you're saying.
But I will say our
well, what if the Falcons ultimately won with Julio Jones?
I mean, their coach basically barfed on himself in the Super Bowl.
I get it. I get it.
Squandered one of the greatest Super Bowl catches we've ever seen by Jones. But yes.
Point being, I do think that they have a versatile core of receivers, and Juju is not the number one. The most explosive guy is always going to be even in a situation where there isn't like an alpha dog like a Julio or a prime AB or a Megatron, like the most explosive downfield threat, I would think, becomes the number one. So Claypool will be sooner rather than later, I think, whether Deontay Johnson comes back healthy or not. As far as Juju's role in this offense, though, I mean, just look at the target share. He's got 28 for the year, but 14 of them were in the first two games. And then he's gone 5-5-4 in terms of targets. I think it's pretty clear that he's transitioning more to he's Ben Roethlisberger's security blanket target, who they trust to make tough catches in traffic more than anything else. Is that a glamorous role? No. Is that an important role? I would argue yes, because I do trust that he's going to catch the ball if it comes his way. I guess the thing I'm tracking is, and I'll be impressed if it continues this way, if he's getting fewer and fewer targets and they're not glamorous routes that he's being asked to run, and he maintains just like the good guy routine, front facing and in the locker room, I'll be impressed. I'll give him a tip of the cap if he takes a reduced role and is okay with it.
Do you think he will be, Arthur?
As it stands right now, I think he's fine. I think he's more committed to winning. That is a very, very impressive thing, especially during a contract year for a guy who hasn't been through a contract scenario yet. Like I said, you never know how guys are going to handle it, but I think he's handling it well. And I still think that he's going to still see a good amount of targets. I think just right now, the past couple of games, the flow hasn't really went through him. They really haven't needed to, especially this last game where the running game took off the way it did. But I can definitely see a scenario where they still come back to him because of that comfort that Ben has in him and just his ability now to operate almost exclusively out of the slot. I think mm-hmm. that's going to benefit him in the long term this season.
This next game is interesting with Johnson coming back, because Ben has shown a tendency to go to Johnson because Johnson gets open earlier than anybody else in the offense. He's I don't know if he's always the first read, but the guy has a tendency to get, you know,
he separates.
Yes, very
right.
But here's the thing with that. Even though Ben, the volume has been high when he's played, you know, it hasn't always worked. I mean, Johnson has either dropped the ball or been in the wrong spot, and like there's not a lot of efficiency to that connection so far this year. But I think Ben has confidence in Johnson, because if he didn't, he wouldn't keep throwing him the ball as much as he has. So, you know, it's one more mouth to feed if he goes into the offense. It's also, you know, one more element of a good problem, like Arthur is saying. But where does it put Juju in the pecking order? I think it was clear last game that, you know, Ben thought that he had a good matchup with James Washington early on, that he thought a lot mm-hmm. of the focus was going to be on other guys. So maybe that's what Juju becomes, that when people are looking elsewhere, he's the guy that takes advantage of those situations.
I will bet you right now that if in the next three games, if of Tennessee, Baltimore, Dallas, if Juju has a really good game where we're like, oh, wow, that was like a vintage performance, I would bet you it would come against Baltimore. Because I think when the going's going to get a little tougher out there, and maybe Marlon Humphrey gets stuck to Chase Claypool and it's a little tougher to find him, and it's a harder hitting, more physical game, because that Browns game was kind of over before it started, really.
Absolutely.
I think that's when you're going to see Roethlisberger maybe looking more towards Smith-Schuster. I really believe that.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think when the going gets tough, that's absolutely where you see that pop up. And you can never count out Juju, because you know what he brings to the table from a run after catch standpoint. How many times throughout his career have we seen him have okay games to a certain point, and then he takes one that should have been a 10-yard catch and it turns to a 30 or 40-yard touchdown? That's what he still possesses, and that's what he's still capable of. So I definitely think we're going to see that start to pop up as things start to get a little thicker and the competition gets a lot stiffer as well.
I haven't seen that. I don't think of him as a speed guy, though. Yeah,
He's definitely not a speed guy.
He's a physical guy.
But when you look at him, right, he's tough to tackle. That's the biggest thing. And when you get him in the open field with little DBs trying to tackle him, you see how they struggle to bring him down, very mm-hmm. similar to how they struggle to bring down Claypool as well. That's unique gift right there, man, when you're big and you're able to move and just are overall tough to tackle.
Arthur, I think you'll like this comparison, and I'm not saying that Juju is as good a player as this guy because I don't think he is, and if he has this guy's career, I think he would be like thrilled beyond belief to do it for as long as this guy did it. His style of play, his physical attributes, the way he plays the position reminds me of like a, not a poor man's, but, you know, an average man's Anquan Boldin.
No, I think it's poor. I think it's a poor man's. Boldin, to me, is one of the most underrated wide receivers of the last, like, 30 years. You look up his numbers all time, like, they're better than Hines
Ward. Yeah, they're great. Almost 14,000 yards, over 1,000. Like, Anquan Boldin was a better player than Hines Ward, and I'm not going to get a lot of love for saying that, but it's true.
Ooh,
like, he was a war horse.
You in Pittsburgh? Ooh.
He was also probably pound for pound tougher than Hines Ward. He had his face
Fine. What are you doing? Chris! You better stop. You better stop.
Put the shovel
away. You can't
away.
Talk about Hines Ward now. You better not do that.
This is heresy, is what this is.
Anquan Boldin had somebody break his face in a game and came back and was like, I'm good. I'm still
Hines
playing.
Hines Ward was probably breaking the guy's face who did it. I mean, that's how he played.
I'm just going to start
would
slowly potting Chris down here right now to help
say,
him out.
Would
man, you are
would
whew,
you,
digging
listen,
a hole.
Hines Ward, tough as nails. Would you agree?
I just don't want to let... Arthur, I just don't want to let Chris die on this hill today.
Right. Like, what are you...
Okay, then
what,
go back to the original
the
point,
hills,
though. Go back to
the
original point, then. Forget about the Ward stuff. The Ward stuff was just me trying to fan the flames. But go back to the original comparison. Of Boldin being like the supercharged version of Smith-Schuster and the kind of catches and the kind of games and atmospheres Boldin thrived in. I think that's what the Steelers have in mind for Juju in tough physical games this year. That's when you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger start looking more his way.
Yeah, the one guy on the defense, the one guy who's a target who I would honestly, if we're talking about like diva qualities and, you know, ego and thinking about that kind of thing and that sometimes, you know, getting in the way of winning. The guy who I think has more potential to do that than Juju is Ebron, because he's already shown that in his career in a couple different places. But what you, I think, hope for with him is that he's been on such, you know, for with one exception, such losing teams, that the big game he's talking right now about how 5-0, I've never been in this spot before. It's so great to play on a team like this. You hope that that continues. But he does have a history.
I disagree with you. I disagree with that for one reason. I think it's going to be very easy to keep him happy this year. They're going to get into the red zone, and if they are even able to target him in the red zone, I think he doesn't – I don't think it matters to him if he has 500 yards receiving for the year if he's getting a ton of targets in the end zone.
And we already are seeing how they're using him, at least trying to isolate him to get the matchups that they want from a jump ball standpoint in the red zone. We saw that – I forgot which game was he had the touchdown in. Obviously
– that was Houston.
Yeah, Houston, and then versus Philly, he was isolated as well. Obviously, they went to Claypool on the front side, but he was isolated on the backside against Darius Slay. So you can see them making an effort to put him in some of those jump ball-like situations as well. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.